Steve, it might not have been the most convincing, but it's a
correct.
Win.
Correct. And it ain't going to be. You know, when we had the run we're going to be on to get through it, you have to keep a clean sheet. And thankfully, we've scored a goal from a set piece, which I think is only our second goal from a corner, which is something what we have to improve on. So, listen, for everybody concerned, it's a relief. It wasn't great, but at least this showed something that it meant something to them, which is important. You know, we've got a lot of improvement to do. We understand that. I think everybody who's a supporter of Aston Villa understands that we have to improve. But at least they've gone home, the supporters today, saying that team, they did some unbelievably poor mistakes, but they rolled up their sleeves and it meant something. Some of the blocks, some of the challenges. And to be fair, I don't think Derby had a shot at a goal till the 75th minute. Mm. So, in all respects, we're happy to take it. And let's hope we can now go and see if we can take it into Tuesday and capitalise on it.
In terms of maybe recent games, when you've been looking at the mentality that's been missing, you must have seen a lot of good things out there. Look, the football might not have been brilliant, but the mentality was.
Mark, the club's had an absolute tough time for 2, 3, 4 years, wherever it is. I ain't going to change it in 16 weeks. Mm. I will change it. I will get there. I've got it and done it with every club I've been at. I will get a team that gets us near where we want to get to. Obviously, you need time to do that now. And because of the loan system, for example, we now have to be spot on with our recruitment. We have to now start planning again for the summer because you can't just go and add. In the past, you could go and get. Go and go and borrow a centre-forward if your centre-forwards are struggling or whatever. Can't do that now. So you have to be meticulous. But I've seen a little bit of something today that at least it meant something. Mm. Yes, they weren't great, but it meant something that, and they've hung on and kept a clean sheet, which for a club like ours is ridiculous to be saying these things, but that's where we are. So that's where we are, and that's where we don't want to be, but that's where we've got to be better.
Mm. Forced interchange. We knew about Scott Hogan. What was the problem with Connor?
Bakuna ran into him yesterday and he's got a horrible dead leg, one of them nasty ones. So he might be okay for Tuesday. I have to say, Bakuna's stepped the line with his antics in the last minute, but I thought he was terrific. Mm. The kid was everything I would ask for. And then, of course, he lets himself down with the last minute, but his performance was terrific.
Steve, even with the game as it was, with them having lots of the ball, you always look more likely to score.
Yeah, I mean, look, Derby play a certain way, and they've been a certain way for 4 or 5 years. We've seen the way they play. They've got the Derby way, if you like, and they keep the hold of the ball. And at times it can be a bit frustrating. But if you do it right, where a couple of times we've done it and nearly got the second one, then you can capitalise on it, you know, because, you know, there weren't much of a threat even though they had the ball. But people get frustrated with that. So we did the basics really, really well, defended well. And kept the clean sheet, which gives you that platform.
The defending you mentioned was amazing. They put their bodies on the line, but you weren't too happy with their game management at the end as it was getting close.
Well, I just said to them, I've had 3 heart attacks in there, so I need a defibrillator. Some of the stuff we did in the last 3 minutes, but I suppose, you know, that's nervous tension that we haven't won for 6, 7 weeks. So, you know, some of the mistakes that we made towards the end will put me in a bad way, but as I said, when you analyse it, at least they showed a bit of spirit, which has been missing. So that's good to see.
They can use this as well.
Well, I hope so. Look, you know, we've still got a long way to go, Tom, you know, and as I said, you know, the new ownership, new regime and all the rest of it's only been here for 6 months. We're trying to get over the huge disappointment. And even though you're a big club like this, you know, if it's not structured right and done right, then you end up in trouble. Whether you're Leeds United, Sheffield Wednesday, look at the big clubs who've slipped out. You know, we're in that situation at the minute, and I'll do my damnedest to put it right.
Better weekend for you, though.
We'll start again tomorrow, another game Tuesday. What'll that throw at me? But I'm relieved, and for all the supporters too. You know, of course, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but for the supporters in the main, they've been terrific. And I thought, again, today, they've got behind the team, which was good to see.